Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council April 12th, 2022, public hearing to order in regards to the city of Hamburg zoning map updates.
Yeah, so really, just if anybody's here for the public hearing tonight, I'll pull up the map. But basically, what we're looking at doing is updating a lot of properties that we're not conforming to what we had in our zoning map and our zoning districts. So what initiated this is we had three parcels in town that were annexed in to the city, and we needed to update our comprehensive plan. So at that time, as we did the, let me just switch this. Full screen for you. So yeah, there were about 18 parcels within the city that we're looking to update and just get them to be conforming uses as to what is on those parcels. So a prime example is some of these, like here where this used to be R1, townhomes are there now. So we've dictated that as R2, same as this area. This parcel was brought in to the city limits. It used to be here, but now it's all combined, this whole parcel. Whereas this area wasn't, had no designation. This area here had no designation. This area here too, which we talked about in the past, is at the county level, they had it as in the township. And as we looked into that, we were like, why would they be in the township when the city limit line runs, you know, right here and here? To find out, in 1955, there was an ordinance passed. So that is in city limits. So, we never had anything on any of our zoning maps jurisdiction for that. And then same with a couple various other areas in town that we're just trying to clarify as to what's on those parcels, to what the proper zoning should be. I guess I don't want to open to the public if there's any comments.
Public, if anybody has any comments, come up to the mic, state your name and what your comment would be. We'll talk more about it in the council in the meeting itself. So if there's no public comment then, or nobody has anything to say in regards to the hearing, then I will look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's been moved and seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are closed at 19:03. Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for April 12, 2022 at 19:03. If all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome everyone. Again, we'll move on into public comment. If anybody has anything that they want to talk about that's not already on the agenda, come forth and state your name and grab your 2 minutes of fame. Okay, we'll move on then to the agenda review. Is there any additions or subtractions anybody would like to make? If not, I'd look for a motion to approve as written.
Councilman Poplar, make a motion to approve as written.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. passes. Look for motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moving second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Commissioner Fahey, you get the hot seat now.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council members. I was able to set in front of everyone just a copy of the county updates and just wanted to talk with this group a little bit more about 212. We're extremely excited on what's taking place with Highway 212 and looking forward to have the Carver to Cologne section completed by this fall. And then we're going to do some concrete pavement joint repair to the existing four lane section that surrounds Cologne. And then we'll start the Cologne to NYA section in 2024. And probably a few of us in this room and a few behind me that probably thought we'd never see a four lane highway 212 come out to North Young America. So we've been talking about it a long time. It's the largest project in county history. And so we're excited to move forward with that. There's been a lot of discussion about the County Road 51, the Bungards intersection. And we as a group met with the Bungards Creamery executive team last week. And we got their feedback on what they would like to see at that interchange. And we showed them some models. We're meeting with the Bungards board next week. And it was just an interesting meeting to get their perspective on what they would like to see at that intersection. And if we do put a bridge at that intersection, the bridge would go north to south. And just to see if that would be east or west of the intersection now, just because of the church location and the Bungards Creamery, the feedback on that. And so we're taking all that input. We're having a meeting with St. John's UCC Church in a couple of weeks also to get their feedback, because that is just going to be a big impact on that intersection. So more to come there. We've applied for a $10 million grant for that bridge, and we have not been successful in getting that money, but we're going to continue to apply for it because there's a lot of federal dollars that are taking place. So we're confident, but otherwise it's going to be a four-lane J-cut intersection like there is at Cologne. And Cologne, just for information, that was the first J-cut turn intersection ever built in the state. And most people, especially semi-truck drivers, really have a hard time making that J-cut turn. And the reason being, it's just too narrow and too short and too small. And so the one at Bungards, if that's the route that we end up going, will be a lot larger. And we've explained that to the Bungards Creamery people, and they appreciate that information. So those J-cut turns are extremely safe. There's been no fatal accidents at Cologne. There's been some rear-end collisions, but no one has seriously been hurt when you have a rear-end accident in general. Other projects we got going on is there Highway 33, some resurfacing, some other intersection improvements we're going to do. And also, I had given you a rural lighting update. The county applied for a safety grant to put in some lighting at various rural intersections within the county, and 25 of them were identified. And the two closest to Hamburg right now are to the east off of 50 at the 50 and 33 intersection at Salem Avenue, and then also Tacoma Avenue. So that will really improve those intersections. And then you can see on your map, we have some more funding for 2027, which shows a couple of intersections to the east and west of Hamburg on County Road 50. So that's exciting news. We've all been on those intersections coming home from basketball games or football games late at night, and some of those intersections are pretty dark. So we hope to improve upon that. The other thing on the bottom of that sheet is what we've been doing with the stimulus spending. We spent about $6 million for housing. We're spending another $5.5 million for broadband, $3 million for small business support, and then health and human services. And we have roughly about $9 million left. And we, for example, the Carver County Historical Society came in front of the county board and was looking for additional funds for the Andrew Peterson Farm, which is located to the east of Waconia on Highway 5. And ultimately, someday they hope that that's going to be kind of an educational center. And so they requested additional funds, and we honored that request, and we're getting a lot of those types of requests that are coming in front of the county board to use up that remaining $9 million. So there'll be more discussion coming with that. Redistricting, we had a board meeting this morning, and the process, the deadline for residents to give any feedback on the redistricting for the commissioner districts. The commissioner districts were the last piece of the puzzle, and there was a couple of people from the public that we're at the meeting this morning, and now we have until the 19th for another public hearing. And then on April 26th, we're gonna come back with the final commissioner districts, and they will be redrawn just because of the growth that Carver County is experiencing. So there's been a lot of talk about that, and we'll get that all ironed out by the 26th. Another thing is land values. I see next on your agenda is Mr. John Egan, who happens to work for the county, and he's getting a lot more calls than I am about the increase in value. But it's interesting to watch, because in Hamburg, for example, in 2021, the average home value in Hamburg was $173,000. And now in 2022, it's $211,000. And that's a 22% increase. And that's just an example of what's going on. There's some communities that it's as high as 26%. Hancock Township, it's as much as 30%. And I personally, living in North Young America, mine went up 26%. So the values are definitely increasing, and it's exciting time to watch as Carver County continues to be not only the fastest growing county in the state, but also one of the healthiest. We're the most educated county in the state, and our Standard & Poor's global rating for our credit continues at the highest level, which is a AAA bond rating. And we've had that rating now for about 12 years. So that's just a good barometer of what's happening and how we're doing things properly within the county. That's all I had, unless anyone has some questions.
Council, any questions for the commission?
Nothing here.
The church sign out here, have you guys done anything with that result, or where is that? Are they able to use it now, or?
They are able to use it. It has been approved. It went through the Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustment is a final authority in that case, and it was the vote, I think, was 5-1. to keep it. One thing, there are some conditions. They will no longer be able to have the sign flashing, and they can change the message every 24 hours, but it's got to be a constant message then on the sign. And I think that was a great result just because of what the church invested in that sign. And if we would have asked them to tear it down, I think that would not have been so that was a compromise by the Board of Adjustments, and I think it was the right result.
Staff, any questions?
Nope.
It looks like you got out of here pretty easy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Johnny.
I am here today on behalf of the Big Rib Jig Committee. I'm here to ask the city of Hamburg to deem the Hamburg's Big Rib Jig a city festival. Our intention is to serve food and alcohol at the park under Parkside Tavern's license. We would also like to temporarily close Railroad Street to the east of the bar, about 150 to 200 feet, whatever is necessary. Traveling south for a bag tournament. The date of the rib jig is September 24th. And then listed are our events. Obviously the rib cook-off, vendor show, kids pedal pole, face painting, kickball tournament, bags tournament, beer and wine tasting, concession stand, and live music.
Council, any questions?
No, it's pretty straightforward. Just we're looking for a motion for that.
Yeah, so we'd be looking at resolution 2022-07.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution number 2022-07.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2022-07. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First off, I'm looking to the Council to accept the resignation of firefighter Joe Weverica and Kip Trebish. They both came into scheduling conflicts, can no longer fulfill their agreement with the fire department, and had asked to leave the fire department.
Council, if there's no objection, I look for a motion to accept.
Councilman Tracy, second.
So moved and seconded to accept the resignations of firefighters Joe Rivica and Kip Trebish. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplerman, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Consider them resigned.
Thank you. With that, Joe Rivica, as of January 1, 2022, was holding our training captain spot. With his resignation, that voided that captain spot. I'm looking to rerun the selection process for a month or two to get a new candidate in there. That captain position is our training captain. With our training captain and our training chief, they work hand in hand to put together a lot of trainings. It's far more than one person should handle. So I'm just looking for council approval to go ahead and open that back up to our firefighters for probably about 2 month period to get their applications in. And then from there, if there's more than one applicant, go to the selection committee and move on from there.
Okay. Council, any questions? Otherwise, I'd look for entertain a motion for opening the Captain One position for 2 months.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to open the Captain 1 position to the selection process.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to open the Captain 1 position for the selection process. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Thank you. Next, I would like to, I know we talked about this early on in the year, the fire department would like to put up some sort of storage shed to the north of the fire station. It was discussed earlier that we'd wait till spring, get some locates to see where the city's utilities run, so we would know if and where we could place that. Just curious if anything has been done with that since then.
So me and Greg, we went and walked the property. Greg knows property pretty well because you got water running here and here. Then also there's a line right about here, Greg, right?
Yeah.
You know, two, and you got water in here. You also have electrical in here too. So I know you're kind of looking this area, right?
Correct. That would be our, the ideal location.
Just I think because our we have fear that. And next Monday we're meeting with our engineer, and I'm going to run it by him also. But our concerns there is depending how big the shed is. Is there enough room? You know, with the wells being there.
Right. The largest so shed we'd be looking to erect would be 12 by 30.
12 by 30.
Yep. So that would run 30 feet would be east and west, not north.
The other option, I know this may be nice and convenient, but this area over here may be more feasible, at least from the city standpoint, from piping and electrical wiring.
Sure.
Problem you have here is you have, you know, the trees here and these memorials.
Mm-hmm.
But this tree right here is dying. It needs to be taken down.
Okay.
Greg's looked at it, and so maybe the option would be is maybe coming over on the other side might be better. So I don't know. You know, we talked, or maybe back in here. I don't want to have anything too far in here because we built this plant to be expandable.
Sure.
So, you know, if they ever had to come in with big tanks or anything, we need room to be able to get them tanks into the water treatment plant here. You know, with doing it here, our concern is you have the electrical.
Sure.
And it's a main electrical. Okay. It's not just, you know,
a 110 running up.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. So you got that other pipe too that. From a well, and that's what I need to get some clarification from our engineer to make sure that we, you know, because you have watershed rules and regulations,
right,
too, that we're going to have to abide by.
Sure. With that one tree dying and should be looking to be removed, is there any option to replant a newer tree just to the north of the northern memorial there?
Of this one?
Yes. I mean, I don't know exactly where that pipe is, but I don't want to see that memorial just go
right
away.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, we just take a look.
So that might be our best option looking for moving forward, is if that south memorial has to be removed or relocated, to move it just north
of this here,
of this one, and look at placing the shed
in here.
Yes.
Or I don't know if it works coming off. I mean, we want to leave this. We need to keep open a bit for access.
Sure.
Because you have the AC units here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to keep it as close to, you know, if the northwest side of that building, I'd like to keep it as close to the parking lot as possible.
Right.
So we don't have to build a path, you know, extra blacktop or concrete or gravel
right
to do that.
Right.
Looking at the other side, when we're we were going to do that, we were potentially looking at, you know, an asphalt or concrete small driveway or walkway up to it, being that service door. We were kind of looking to walk out our north service door and be able to access it.
It's kind of a shame we didn't have more land here, you know, where you could have just, you know, maybe put it right there too, but there isn't much area there. You can see where our property is, so.
Well, I would say we can tentatively just kind of look at that northwest corner once, you know, you talk to who you need to talk to about, you know.
Yeah, I'll check with engineers on requirements here.
Okay.
We got a meeting scheduled Monday, so I got it on my agenda for that meeting to have him do a visual, so get his opinion on that.
Yeah, and if there's anything, you know, watershed related, you know, adding an extra building, water runoff for either location.
Right.
Okay. It's good enough for me for now.
Council, any questions for Chief?
No.
I got a couple more things that this just got handed me to this evening. It's an application for a rescue reserve member. After looking through the application, you guys have run the background checks. Everything comes back clear. I would look to accept Gina Bouch as a rescue reserve member to the Hamburg Fire Department. Like I said, she's a registered nurse at Ridgeview Medical Center, so we don't have to send her through any training. She can just come on and be a rescue reserve member. So,
what's the name again?
It's Gina. I have no idea how to pronounce this last name, but B-E-U-C-H. I don't know if it's Bouch or...
Not either. Council, any questions? Otherwise, I'd entertain a motion to approve Gina as a rescue reserve bar, pending background check.
It's all.
Oh, it's already been done? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Makes that easier.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve rescue reserve, addition of a rescue reserve in Gina Bouch.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Gina as a rescue reserve. I'm not even going to attempt the last name. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Congratulations. Got another rescue reserve.
Thank you. One last thing. On April 23rd, we're looking at doing our retiree banquet. We'd like to utilize the bowling alley in the basement, which the fire department owns, but it's in a city building. Myself and the committee would like to go down there some evenings and work on the bowling alley between now and then. I just want to clear it with council and Greg. So, you know, he walks down there and it wasn't the way he left it the day before. You know, somebody isn't getting angry phone calls. And so I would move to say that the bowling alley, you could just leave alone until we get it cleaned up. And after banquet, we'll take care of everything before and afterwards. So just want to okay it with council.
Council, any objection?
No.
Staff, any objection?
Lovely clean up before and after.
Have at it.
All right, thanks. You guys have any questions for me?
Nothing here.
Nope.
So on the shed, is 12 by 30, you think, what you want to do? Or?
Yes. Okay. That would be, that's where I want to be at, is 12 by 30. Okay. And one of our members had put together a proposal or bid for a 12 by 30. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. It won't be any bigger than that. I can tell you that much.
Do you account for inflation?
Huh? This bid was just done, you know, a month ago. So, I mean, granted, it's probably gone up since then.
Good. Well, doesn't look like anybody has any questions. So everybody's Perfect. Getting off easy, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Chief. Okay. We'll move on then to Old City Business. First item on tap there will be the Hamburg zoning map. Council has any additional questions for staff or not? Otherwise, as it's been explained on several occasions, we're just trying to bring things into conformity, and plus we've had a number of properties that have come in recently, and just getting everything in line with our comp plan as well. So I don't know if the council has any questions.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution 2022-08 for the amended zoning map.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution 2022-08 for the amended zoning map. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Tax forfeited parcel 45.0750061. I know we've talked about this on a couple of occasions. I believe the desire of the council is to allow it to go to auction. Is there anything further we need to do on that?
Just make a motion that to let it go to tax forfeiture to auction at county.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to allow the parcel 45.0750061 to go to tax forfeiture.
It's been moved and seconded to allow parcel 45-0750061 to go to auction for tax forfeiture. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed?
So okay. If anybody was interested, it's this parcel right here.
Let the biddings be in?
Yeah. Here's the post office. Here's the hall. Here's the parcel in question that will be going to auction.
Okay. Next item for old city business, or last item for old city business, is the litigation.
Yeah. So, council, just we're still kind of waiting to hear on a court date. Obviously that, as we talked last meeting, got pushed back. We were supposed to start the trial here in April, but that got pushed back. So it could possibly be another 6 months before we get to this and settlement. But also with that litigation, one other thing I had as a put forth to council is if they would like to, if possible, have a closed session with the city attorneys as we move forward in the litigation process.
Council thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd say just set something up for our next meeting. Okay. Have our attorneys come and we can discuss where we are and what we're going to do. Move on then to new business. There's a little conversation about our snow pile there across from the CUNY Hall.
Yeah, so we own a lot here. And just some of the concerns we got from the neighbor here that lives right here is they were just wondering if we could somehow get this snow, you know, maybe a little more central on our lot versus here where it tends to creep into their property, and as it piles up there, it tends to kill the grass there because it sits there so long. So I said that's something we can talk to, you know, with Millers, and I think we can make an easy and simple resolution as to just trying to watch it. I also had informed her, I said, well, if there is anything there, we would replant the grass. So I don't think it's too big of a deal, but she has said I'd bring it forward to the council. So,
council, any questions? Otherwise, just more informational than anything else. Obviously, if we did damage the property in some manner because of the snow pile, then yeah, we would want to take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Move on to the next item of new city business, replacement of fire hydrants at the park.
So, Stephen had brought to my attention down in the park. Put this under his, but it kind of, but the hydrant that's in the park here, we might have to look at, see if we can get some work done on it, but it's stripped. So they had a hard time getting hoses on there onto that hydrant. And I don't know, Greg, how much does that get used? Do you feel it's, I mean, I know it's like right somewhere in there. No, I don't think it was the adapter. It was the housing of it, you know, that the adapter goes on to. They just brought it up to me because they had training down there. So, I don't know. We can have somebody look at it just to see what we're looking at for cost repairs.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you want to look at just replacing it. Okay. We'll look at replacement cost too.
Okay. Collins, any additional questions on the fire hydrant? Okay. Move on to city council reports. Councilman Buckentine. Councilman Poplar.
None.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing.
Wow. Full of energy here. I don't have any either for this time around. We will get a newsletter out towards the end of the month. So if anybody has anything that they want on it, let staff or myself know. And with that, I would look for a motion to adjourn. Oh, Greg.
I will be retiring here within a month and a half. And I was just looking through our manual. And I'm the guy that can't take off when I'm sick because there's one guy here. And if I call in sick, I got to come in and do rounds anyway because somebody else calls in sick. And anyway, 0 to 10 years, 10% is all that you guys pay out for sick leave. Sick leave is earned. I'm not a abuser of it. Currently, I have 409 hours of sick leave. 10% is pretty low on a payout. I was wondering if I couldn't get about 25%.
Council, any immediate thoughts on that? Otherwise, I would just want to have staff just do a couple of research things real quick, just to make sure that we don't step outside of something from an HR standpoint by doing that. And we can make a decision at the next meeting. But
okay.
From what I can see, I don't see that as an unreasonable request.
Like I said, I mean, I'm here even when I'm sick. I mean, you know, I got meetings, I got this, I got that, I got people coming for stuff. And like I said, even when I'm sick, I got to be here. So I just, with looking over the handbook, I'm like, 10%, that's pretty weak. And, you know, I'm not the guy that takes off every time I get the sniffles, you know. So I don't feel I should be punished that way. So, but it's up to you guys. But I'm just requesting that. So, all right.
Council, any immediate thoughts? Otherwise, like I said, I'll have.
Yeah, just like look into it and see what.
Just want to make sure we don't violate anything from an HR standpoint.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
That's great.
Now I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Let's get in there. Yes.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
So move and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council for April 12th, 2022 is adjourned at 19:40.